you as a designer are a brand asset, and starting to think like a marketer in that way, that people want to know you and know something about you, maybe outside of what you're doing as a jewelry designer.
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode number 96. Today, I'm excited as usual because I have a really great guest on the show today, back for another round talking about Instagram. We have our favorite Instagram guru here today, Melissa Camilleri of the 21 Day Insta Course and Compliment Inc. And I'm excited, especially because a lot of you have been asking about all these changes that are happening with Instagram and how that's going to affect your engagement and your following and your sales and all that sort of stuff. So I thought, why not bring our favorite guru back on to talk a little bit more about some of the changes that are happening with Instagram and to help us kind of weed through what's going on so that we can have a better idea of how we can actually navigate the recent Instagram changes to recapture engagement for our Instagram handle. So I think this is really important because a lot of you are really growing a following and creating a community on Instagram with your jewelry brand. And Melissa gives us a lot of really great advice today. This is one of the best episodes ever. So we'll dive in momentarily, but I wanted to first do an official intro for Melissa, since some of you might not know who she is, or you might not have heard of her for a while. So I wanted to kind of bring her into the spotlight. So Melissa Camilleri is a high school English teacher turned CEO and the founder of Compliment Inc., a lifestyle brand that seeks to encourage, inspire, and educate. Though it all started off as a color scholarship fundraiser for Melissa's students, Compliment has grown to be an online destination for people seeking gifts that uplift and give back. Since founding the company in late 2011, Melissa has set aside 5% of all product sales to the Compliment Scholarship Program and has raised tens of thousands of dollars in educational funding for girls who dare to dream big and break the cycle of poverty in their families through education. Ever the teacher at heart, Melissa is the founder of the 21 Day Insta Course, helping others gain massive exposure on Instagram on a shoestring budget, and many other workshops and trainings where she helps with the audacity to dream a little bigger, find their unique gifts and talents, and spread their messages to the world. She lives and loves in Northern California with her husband and new baby boy. So I'm going to dive in. This is a really great interview, you guys. It's a really great episode in general. So listen up if you're trying to grow your social media following on Instagram and really build a brand. Before we do that, I'm going to take a word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is HalsteadBead.com. Halsted is one of my favorite wholesale jewelry supply companies for a lot of reasons, and especially because, like Melissa, they are doing things to give back to the jewelry community. You might have heard on episode number 94 that I interviewed Hillary Halsted Scott from the Halsted Company. And on that episode, she was talking about the Halsted Grant, which is a really great opportunity for designers to jump in and get some free money for their business, work on their business plan, and really get an edge ahead with mentorship and support and opportunity to get more exposure and PR for your brand through the process of applying for a grant. So we promoted this last year. We shared a lot about the grant last year because we think it's such an amazing opportunity. In fact, several of the Flourish and Thrive designers became runners up in the grant. So I think this is a really great opportunity for you to be part of this process and a great way for you to get some funding and investment into your business. So you can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/Halsted Grant. That's flourishthriveacademy.com/Halsted Grant. Make sure you sign up or apply, I should say, for this grant because it's a really amazing opportunity. And just like Melissa's giving back to people in her hood, Halsted really loves to give back to the jewelry community. So I think it's a great opportunity for you to invest in your business. All right, you guys, let's dive right into the episode. Today, I have a guest on the show. You know, Instagram's always changing. And I love from time to time to bring our resident Instagram expert, AKA jewelry and lifestyle brand owner extraordinaire, Melissa Camilleri.
What's up?
Hi, great to have you here. Now, you just had a baby.
And I did.
You go by Melissa Camilleri, but now you've added your married name. So what do you want me to call you?
Melissa Camilleri is fine. That's what I'm keeping professionally because it's too confusing. Otherwise, and all my business entity and everything is under Camilleri. So I figure I'll keep that. But my married name is Anna Stitch. I just don't have any easy last names.
Very complicated. And you just had a little boy. So cute.
I did. 7 weeks old yesterday. He's a doll. So in love.
And this airs, he'll be probably 9 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. It's crazy. Anyway, I wanted to have you on the show because we were chatting up the other day and we're talking about the shadow ban and changes that are happening with Instagram. And who knows by the time this airs, like what new changes are going to be coming on the horizon. So I wanted to just have you on the show to talk a little bit more about how to navigate the recent Instagram changes to recapture your engagement.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm excited to do that.
Okay, cool. So first and foremost, for those of you who are just learning about you for the first time, to tell us a little bit more about your journey and your brands and sort of how you became an Instagram expert.
Sure. So 6 years ago, in 2011, I started with this idea to fundraise through jewelry making for my students. So I was a high school English and AVID teacher. I was working with low-income students, at-risk students, and they were trying to get ready for college. And I was making jewelry just for fun on the side as a hobby, like a lot of us start out doing, and just trying to sell whatever I could and set aside some proceeds for scholarship money. So word spread, and I refined my brand, and I ended up taking, laying the foundation. I think it may have been in your first iteration of it. I don't know. That was like the huge turning point because that was in 2013. So like after a year of just kind of dabbling around as a hobby and raising money for my students, the business really grew. And it grew predominantly on social media because I didn't have a budget at all for marketing. So I took to Facebook, I took to Instagram, and I really put a lot of energy into Instagram, truly just because I liked it. I thought it was fun and I was able to connect with people from all around the world. And I started to build relationships that way. And that's how word kind of spread. And I got in touch with bloggers and, you know, different people in the media and, you know, just kind of like a ripple effect. I was able to leave the classroom in 2013 and took laying the foundation. And I really started building a brand. And now I offer things other than jewelry. Like we have candles and clutches and notebooks and a lot of different things to expand the brand, but we still set aside 5% of all of our proceeds just as we did in day one for a scholarship program. And I've helped 11 girls fund their college education over the last 5 years. And we've opened up the 6th annual scholarship just earlier this year, like earlier in the spring. So we're getting ready to close that and give away another $3,000.
That's so cool. Where do the girls typically go to school? Is it like community colleges in their area or something else?
Oh, no. So one of the requirements is that they go off to a four-year college just because studies show that students who enroll in a four-year college right out of high school have a greater success rate of finishing. The community college dropout rate is really high. And so,
amazing.
Yeah, so that's a lot of them go to Sac State, which is our local university, but we have girls at UC Santa Barbara, CSU, like a lot of California state schools from where I live because it's a local, right now it's a local scholarship. My dream is to take it nationally.
That's so cool. I love what you're doing. It's just so great.
Thank you so much.
So I don't know if you know this, but one of the most popular episodes is episode 17, which is one of the first episodes that you did that we did together. Or maybe it's not one of the first episodes. I feel like I interviewed you on the vlog before. But episode 17, if you haven't checked it out, it's about hashtags, which kind of relates to what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. So I thought I'd bring it up. That's so awesome. I had no idea. I mean, I pumped that one out because so many people always have questions about hashtags when we're talking in like Facebook groups and stuff. And so I always promote that one. I'm like, here, listen to this. This will explain everything you need to know. But things are changing like they always do on social media. So that's why I'm glad that we're back here.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of these changes because the designers in our community are starting to freak out. We're getting all these posts like, what are you doing? My engagement's down, blah, 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 blah. There's so many new changes. So break it down for us. What's happening on Instagram?
Sure. So this is called, like this has been swirling around for about 2 months now. It's called a shadow ban. And what a shadow ban essentially is some sort of algorithmic shift that Instagram has put out that flags certain accounts for various reasons. And we'll get into those reasons in a second. And it makes your posts not discoverable under certain hashtags that you're using. So just for those of you who are maybe new to Instagram and the whole social media world, a hashtag is basically a digital filing system that when you post your picture and you include a hashtag, it gets filed away under that hashtags feed. And it's a great way for people to discover you that have shared interests. So that episode 17 that we talked about was a way that you can maximize your use of hashtags. Well, now if somebody doesn't follow you and you have been like flagged with this shadow ban, then they might not be able to discover you in that particular hashtag feed. So it sounds kind of confusing, and it is kind of confusing because all of the information that's out there right now online is basically anecdotal from people who are experiencing this. And Instagram has only, you know, officially given information that says, don't rely on hashtags for growth. And here are ways, you know, you always want to be posting like high engagement content to build your following, which is like extremely vague, right? It doesn't give us as donors a lot of things to hang on to. So beside having a baby in the last 2 months, I have been doing some research on what this shadow ban is all about and how to work around it. And what's cool is that it pretty much follows in line with everything that I've always talked about with Instagram, which is really working hard to build relationships, to build community, and to authentically engage with your followers so that you basically become algorithm proof.
Algorithm proof. I want to know how to be algorithm proof.
Yeah. I mean, like it's not 100%, but it really doesn't affect you as bad as other people who are using the gimmicky things in order to increase their following or likes or whatever.
Okay. So let's talk about getting algorithm proof. No, I'm just kidding. But what are some of the tactical things that people can do to increase engagement and their reach on social media in light of all these changes or on Instagram? In particular.
Okay, so let's do Instagram in particular. I think the first and foremost, your objective has to shift away from I need more likes and followers to how can I connect with the people who are following me? And that simple mindset shift can really help change things for you in terms of how you're feeling about your success or your possible stalling with things like algorithm shifts on Instagram. Because if you're really looking for connection, then you're going to celebrate wins in a very different way than if you are only looking at likes and follows, because those can go up and down, you know, with the changing of the wind. And that is really, that's what causes people to freak out. Mm-hmm. Truly, you know, it's like, you know, watching those numbers so closely. So the mindset shift is number one. Really focus on connecting as your number one objective. Really easy things that you can stop doing right away to help alleviate the effects of the shadow ban is to stop using any third-party apps that violate Instagram's terms of use. So those would be any sort of like apps that you use to buy followers or to buy likes. And there's no judgment if you've done that in the past, but it's definitely like those accounts are being flagged. And so when you see your numbers go up a little bit and then down a little bit, that's because people have employed a strategy, a quote strategy that other Instagram teachers online are teaching that just always felt weird to me, which is to go and like a bunch of people's feeds in hopes that they like you back. And then once they like you back, unfollow all those people. So it's infuriating when you're watching your numbers go up and then down and then up and then down. But that's the tactic people have been promoting, and Instagram is cracking down on that. They want authentic usage. I think that's great for people like us who are really interested in connecting authentically with other users. So there's like, I don't want to put any apps on blast, but I'm going to. So Instagram is one that where you could buy likes and follows, and they've actually been taken down by Instagram. Like they're no longer a thing.
Oh, really? So they're blocked.
Yeah. Crowdfire had an option to purchase likes and follows and comments. So, you know, a few months ago, you might have been seeing spammy comments that said like, cool pick, when you've just posted something like where you're burying your soul and like some
you're
random
like, people. You're like, okay. You're like, I am going to the Himalayas to find myself. And they're like,
like, cool pick, thumbs up.
or they're like, I just buried grandma today. So sad.
Yeah. And somebody's like, I love your feed. And you're like, oh my gosh, you did not even read anything that I posted. It's just so gross. And you can tell it's spam, but Instagram is cracking down on that, which is awesome because it leaves room for authentic, more authentic connection.
Right.
Another thing that has been mentioned as a trigger, I mean, this is again, anecdotally based on the research that people have been doing about the shadow ban, but reasons that your account might be flagged and your engagement might be stalling is if you're reusing the same hashtags over and over. And this is actually something that I taught in my Instagram course, which I know we're going to talk about later, is to save a list of 30 hashtags in your notes section on your phone so that you can just copy and paste your most tried and true researched hashtags that are getting you the most engagement. Well, they're saying now that that might be a trigger to the shadow ban. So changing up your hashtags is something that you can start doing right away to start limiting the effects of the shadow ban. And then also, if you feel like, oh my gosh, my engagement has totally stalled, it's been recommended that you just take a little break from Instagram to kind of like reset things. So if you've been really active and really consistent and posting, you know, 2 times every single day, try and take 24 hours off, and that usually lifts any sort of automatic flagging that has happened on your account.
Okay.
And then you'll see your increase again.
So can you repeat that? Take 24 hours off from doing
the doing anything on Instagram. Just take a break, just a Instagram hiatus, no likes, no comments on other people's photos. Just take a break for 24 hours, put your phone down. And it's been suggested 24 to 48 hours to lift any sort of like red flags that they've put on your account. Now, here's the weird part is that you don't really know if you've been flagged unless you're looking up every single hashtag that you're using from an account that doesn't follow you, which to me sounds like
a lot of work.
Like I have so many more important things to do in my business than do that. So what I've done is just taking 24 hours off. And really it's because my hands have been busy like with a newborn. And so I'm personally not seeing a ton of effects of a shadow ban on my personal account. And I think that that's probably a reason why, because I've been taking breaks. But also I've never used third-party apps and I have been switching up my hashtags. And then the next thing I want to talk about is how you can connect better. And I think that this is going to really help.
Okay. Can I ask you a question before we go there?
Oh my gosh.
Let's say you have a regular hashtag that you use. Like I use on my personal XO Tracy M. Is that one that could be like flagged in a shadow ban or no?
Yes. Which is really frustrating because how do you create a brand hashtag that files away all of your own pictures? So you using it on a certain type of picture. So like on your Tracy Matthews account, you post personal pictures of like you around town in New York and with your family. And I'm not sure if are you using that hashtag on all of your pictures or just your jewelry?
I usually use it on all my pictures, but mostly for jewelry ones. Like I'm looking at one like picture of me and my friend Clint and I didn't hashtag that. I have been taking a lot of breaks though from Instagram. I haven't been posting that much lately. So just because we've been busy with Flourish and Thrive on our personal, but I should ask Sharon if she's noticing difference in engagement because I looked the other day. I'm going to look at it really, really quickly.
Sure. So while you're looking, you know, I think that you can have certain hashtags that you use for certain types of pictures. So like if you were to use XO Tracy M, you could use that on like just your jewelry pics. And if it's not being used on something like on another pic that you post right after, then I don't think it's going to be like over usage as far as I can tell. Now, again, Instagram has not given out any official word of like, here's what's happening and here's how you can avoid it. Again, this is all anecdotal. And from, you know, a lot of people in my Instagram course Facebook group, we've been like helping each other try and figure out what you can do to work around it. And so that's just something that has come up as a speculation is just not overusage of a certain couple of hashtags that you're always relying on.
Okay. Awesome. So let's talk about increasing engagement.
Okay. So at our disposal on Instagram, the two biggest things that we have in our favor are beautiful pictures and engaging captions. Mm-hmm. And if you look at really, really big accounts online, usually they're not just Instagram famous. They also have a YouTube channel and they also have a huge newsletter. They also have huge on Facebook. But the content that they're sharing on Instagram are beautiful pictures and really engaging captions. So as a business, we really have to be thinking about who our followers are, who our dream clients are, and who we're trying to attract. And this is true for any kind of marketing, regardless of any sort of algorithm or any social media platform. And think about what do those followers want to see or need to hear or read in the captions. And so what is always going to be more engaging on that's going to stop somebody in their tracks is a bright, well-lit, styled photo. If we're talking about our products, like our jewelry.
Okay.
too often I see jewelry designers posting dark pictures, like where they, you know, it's like on, you know, from their dining room or from their studio where it's not well lit on, you know, a dark background that you, where you can't see like the facets of the jewels or whatever. And it's not really branded. And it's just, it's almost like the photography has become an afterthought, and it really can't be that way anymore. Like, we're in such a visual time in history when people are consuming content online so much that if you can't promote your jewelry in person to these dream clients and you're trying to sell online, then photography cannot be an afterthought. It has to be something that you're putting some conscious effort into. And it may mean that you're taking your photos on a white or light background, or it could be that you're styling it on wood if that fits your brand, but it has to be well lit.
So do you recommend, like, let's say you just take a snap in that your office is like super bright and it looks well lit. Can you just use the filter or like lightning app on your phone to lighten it up a little bit? Like, if you don't want to set up like a full on, I mean, that's a sidebar. That's more of a photography lesson, but
that's okay, because I mean, we all have to be somewhat of photographers unless you're going to like hire an on-site photographer, which is super expensive. So to get the best, you know, photos, whether you're using a DSLR camera or you are taking it directly from your cell phone, which, like, now I have an iPhone 7 and the photo quality is excellent.
It's, I know.
Like, but it's my DSLR. So you can use, I use the brightening app, the brightening function within the Instagram app. Like, if you go to edit your picture, okay. I don't think filters do that good of a job bringing out details of jewelry, but there are certain apps that you can use for photo editing. And I think one of the best is Snapseed, S-N-A-P-S-E-E-D. Cool. You can brighten certain areas of a photo. Like, instead of brightening the whole thing where something might get washed out, you can actually like brighten a certain area of a photo, which I think is really great for jewelry designers. If you're going to get serious.
Oh, really? Snapseed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Afterlight is also a good one where it like gives you the option to basically do what it's called. You know, it adds light after the fact, but it's really like, you cannot have as good of a substitute, even with your apps, is like taking, like setting up shop somewhere, even if you have to like leave your office, like bring all your jewelry in a case somewhere and go where there's good lighting. You just can't substitute that for that. So like, that's the best option. And then if you're in a pinch, then, you know, Snapseed or Afterlight are good apps to use.
Snapseed or Afterlight?
Light, okay.
Okay. Not Afterlife. We're not talking about life here.
It's just Instagram. Like, you don't have to freak out. It's not life and death. So other things that, so pictures, that's a side, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have good quality photos. And I also hear jewelry designers talking a lot. Like, all I can think about is posting my jewelry. And I feel like that's boring and I don't want to post inspirational quotes. So what else can I take a picture of? And so really thinking of your content in terms of how do you engage your potential followers? What are they going to want to see? What are people always asking you about? Like, when you go to a party and you say, I'm a jewelry designer, what are the questions that people are asking you? What's that like? You know, what tools do you use? Like, there's all kinds of questions that come up when you mention that you're a jewelry designer. How can you show that in photos? So Tracy, one thing that I really like that you do on your jewelry Instagram is you post out your sketches. Like, you sketch out the different designs that you might be submitting to a potential client, and you show that because it's part of your process. And so process photos are awesome to share. Being a jewelry designer is a really cool job, and it's not a job that everybody has. So knowing what goes into it is pretty neat. Showing pictures of your workspace, because that, like, to us, it might seem like, you know, whatever, we're here every day, but to people in the outside world who are not jewelry designers, what a cool office to have, like, where you're dealing with fire and metal and you have to wear goggles, and like, that's so cool. Another thing to show is a picture of you every now and then.
You do that really well.
Thank you. I mean, I try not to, like, you know, inundate the feed with just pictures of myself, especially because selfies feel kind of funny to me still. But you have to kind of get over it because you're part of your brand. Like, you as a designer are a brand asset, and starting to think like a marketer in that way, that people want to know you and know something about you, maybe outside of what you're doing as a jewelry designer. Like, for example, I've shared a couple of photos, you know, I showed a couple of pregnancy photos because people seem to be very interested in that. And then now a few photos of me holding the baby, which doesn't really have anything to do with my brand specifically, except for, you know, leading up to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It kind of worked out well. It's my first Mother's Day and it took me a really long time to get pregnant. And on that photo that I kind of shared a little bit about my journey, you know, creating this company so that, you know, someday maybe I could spend time with the family if I was ever blessed with children, really got a ton. I think I had like 100 comments of people really connecting and saying,
yeah,
thank you for sharing your story. It wasn't like, hey, cool pic. It
yeah.
was real human interaction.
Cool pic. I love your feed.
Yeah. And I'm like, jerk, like, God, I just shared a really vulnerable situation. And it doesn't mean you have to like air out all of your private dirty laundry, whatever, on Instagram, but think about ways to connect that the people who follow you are going to care in connecting with you about that. So it might not be something that personal about your family, but it could be about like, you know, even just behind the scenes of your brand and what it's like to build a brand from the ground up. I know a lot of people who that's their whole marketing strategy is just showing the day in and day out of owning a company, and they have a massive following because it's interesting to people.
That's a great idea. Showing the day in and day out of running a company. I love that.
Yeah. And like the successes, like we had a great day today because we got a new spot and showing that, or today was really hard. You know, I was working on this piece and I kept on messing it up. And this is the frustration of, you know, what happens behind the scenes, but also I get to own a jewelry company and isn't that great? You know, so there's lots of ways that you can get creative with those kinds of photos and how we're sharing that information.
I love it. Okay, cool.
Can we talk a little bit about captions?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I was just about to ask, like, what else do we need to be thinking about? So
yeah,
that's the perfect segue.
I love it.
Captions.
Okay. So I'm always encouraging my participants in the Instagram course about really thinking out your captions. And sometimes I know like people get stuck and they're like, I just don't have anything to say. And so I want you to think about how can you engage your followers by either teaching them something. So this totally falls in line with showing the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You could say like, this tool is called a such and such, and you use it to, or I use it to do what, you know, whatever. And you're educating the people who don't already know what it is that you're doing. That's engaging. It's also engaging to ask people questions. So one of the things I always try and talk about is think about if you are at a party, how would you start a conversation with somebody? You would ask them a question. You might share something that you have in common. You might teach them something that they're interested in. And so all of these translate on Instagram to engage people, to get them to stop in their tracks, read your captions and look at your picture, and you're kind of telling a story. It's like a micro blog almost, and it gets people to interact. I think the best, like if you can call it a gimmick, would be asking questions and really specific yeah. questions like, where do you live? What's the weather like there today?
That's a
and
good one. You know, it's like getting
back.
Engagement. Like, so if you think about like when we're doing trainings or free masterclasses or stuff like that, we're trying to get to connect people, like connect with the audience because you're sitting behind a computer and basically talking to
yes.
yourself. Or yeah. Robin and I are like talking to each other, but we're just like in a certain way, unless you're like having a conversation with your audience, like it's just you talking at a computer. So are you talking at your phone or posting? So that's a great idea. Like one of the questions that we ask is like, you know, where are you from? You know, tell us a little bit more about your jewelry business or what's the name of your business? Like anything that it just starts the conversation. So that's
yeah.
like a little bit of a different audience. But if you're talking to your customers, just say like, hey, I'd love to know where you're hanging out today or where you're from. And just get to know where the people in your audience are actually hanging out.
Yeah.
I bet most of mine would be in California.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Try it. I mean, like, it's a cool experiment. I like posting periodically, like, just a picture when the weather is, like, doing something awesome, whether it's, like, totally pouring rain or snowing. I mean, it doesn't snow where I live. Or, like, it's a bright, sunny day and I'm taking a walk in the park. I'll say, like, oh my gosh, today is so beautiful. It's 90 degrees outside and I'm finally in shorts. What's the weather like where you are right now? And right now is a really fun time to ask because, you know, in the early and mid stages of spring when this is airing, it could be anything. And if you have international people south of the Southern Hemisphere, then the weather is completely different. And it's
for
fun.
Sure.
It gets people to engage. So that's all you're trying to think about. And the, you know, the thing about the Instagram algorithm and even with Facebook, this is the same thing, you know, Facebook owns Instagram. When people engage on your picture, then your photos are going to show up in their feed the next time you post.
Yes.
So even if it's just like you realize, oh my gosh, my engagement is down, think about what's going to get people talking and leaving a comment. And once you can get some comments going, then you're going to show up in more people's feed because Instagram has deemed your content relevant to your followers.
That's awesome.
And so periodically you have to just shake things up, and maybe it's not all just jewelry and sales pictures. In fact, it shouldn't always be a selling picture because that's extremely boring and people don't like to be sold to 24/7.
So let's talk about a combination of the types of pictures, because people ask us all the time, like, what should you be posting? I mean, you talked a little bit about this, like things to post besides your jewelry, like behind the scenes and all that stuff. But what's the, like, what do you think? I know that we talk a lot about Gary Vee's book, Jab, 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 Right Hook.
Yeah.
What do you think the good combination of like nurture versus sales?
Selling?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on how, you know, in general, it would depend on your brand and how you've trained up your customers. But I think that most people who are invested in learning how to actually build their jewelry brand in an authentic way are interested in building up, you know, it's not just like a discount site. It's not like eBay. So things to post would obviously be your products. But when you're posting your products, it's probably a good idea to talk about what that product is and how somebody can buy it online. So that would be like your right hook. That's like your sales picture, right? But posting pictures of your jewelry styled on people, like lifestyle shots that evoke a certain emotion that you want your dream clients to feel. So I know a lot of people in the Flourish and Thrive community have like kind of a boho vibe, right? Like a yoga, travel boho vibe. So posting pictures of just the jewelry on a table in a flat lay is good. You can do that. But also posting pictures of people in yoga clothes wearing your mala beads and doing a heel stretch. Like, that's also good because it's giving like some sort of lifestyle idea and evoking a certain emotion and kind of putting your dream client in the shoes of the person in the photo and like, ooh, I want to feel like that. Ooh, I want to look like that when I'm wearing that jewelry. And so, you know, lifestyle pictures are good. Like I said, selfies or, you know, headshots of you as a designer and giving people some information of behind the scenes into your life, photos of your workspace, photos. Somebody in the Flourish and Thrive community who does a really good job of this is Dana Young. And she has a really unique style of jewelry, a lot of animals in her jewelry designs. And so she will do hyperlapse videos. So she sets up like a little tripod and she will like videotape her doing some sort of thing where she's like, you know, making her jewelry and then hyperlapse it. So put it on fast motion speed. And so it shows like a behind the scenes of you actually making something on video. And she posts that to Instagram and those get tons of engagement. And in fact, it got so much engagement. This is several months ago, but she shared with us in our Instagram community that it got so much engagement. It went on like the popular posts on where the hashtags are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like videos you may be interested in. And she got tons of new followers from it. But she wasn't searching for how can I get onto this popular page. She was just looking for ways to engage with her clients and it happened that way. And then she was introduced to a bunch of more clients that way. So hyperlapsing videos. There's also a newer feature. I mean, it's been around for a while, but where on Instagram you can post multiple pictures where like you can swipe through. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Okay. So when you post your content, like you can post, let's say four pictures at a time and it shows up just like one picture and then swipe and then you see another picture and swipe and another picture. And so those are really cool to use as like a process shot if you didn't want to do a video. Like it started off, here's the beads in a pile and then here's my stringing materials. And then here's my hands like making something and here's the finished product. And so that's a kind of a cool way to engage people. Or you can say, here's this product in these four different colors, vote on your favorite color. And so you're swiping, you know, for blue, swiping for red, swiping for green, swiping, you know, something like that.
So cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Like it's just, you're always trying to think of photos that are going to get people to do something. So in your captions, calling them to action in some way, it makes it interactive. And you think about like, if you were going to show your jewelry in person at a trunk show, for example, you could ask somebody with all your jewelry laying out on the table, like, which one do you like better? The sapphire, the ruby, the emerald, or you can ask them that on Instagram.
Absolutely. I love those kind of question things. I used to do this all the time using like one of those frame apps where you could like post pictures of
four different
stones, like pick A, B, C, or D, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Totally. That was so much amazing information, Melissa. Like my head is spinning, like so many new ideas. So I'm going to stop you there because we have something really special for the audience coming up. And I want to ask you about two things. The first one is that we are going to host you in a masterclass coming up on June 13th. I'm really excited about it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It's called the Secret Instagram Caption Formula to Build Engagement and Grow Your Following. And it's all about specific types of captions that you can use that really help you engage your dream clients. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about how to figure out who our dream clients are and what they want to read in your posts, and then really specific tactical ideas for writing your captions so that you are engaging them. And there may or may not be some templates even to use that you can, I'm working on those right now. I'm really excited. So as a download where you can plug in the information for your own particular business, but it'll give you some ideas of what you can caption your photos like.
I love that because I feel like we're writing headlines, captions, titles, subject lines, like whatever you want to call it. It's so nice to have a formula to follow in like some sort of like flow because it takes the like guessing out of what to do next, which is super cool. So, wow, I'm excited for this because we've talked about the masterclass, but this is the first I've heard of like what it's going to be covered. So I'm really, really excited for this one. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah. Surprise. Boo. I'm surprised often. Shocking. So tell us a little bit more about the 21-day Insta course as well.
Yeah, sure. So the 21-day Insta course began 2 years ago as an answer to a bunch of my business owner friends who were saying like, how on earth are you building your brand so fast on Instagram? What are you doing? So I was sending out emails upon emails with like really, really long instructions. And then I was like, man, maybe I should just like make this cute and see if other people need it. So it's grown tremendously. And we walk through very actionable step-by-step instructions on how to engage people, grow your following, and have a long-term Instagram strategy that is going to benefit your business in the long run. And so in the past, there are lots of jewelry designers and there are lots of other product-based businesses who have taken the course. It's lifetime access. So once you enroll once, every time that Instagram rolls out new changes or new features on the platform, I update the course and you get to retake it for free again and again for as long as I'm doing it. And it is just a really cool community of other people who are interested in building authentic engagement on Instagram and helping each other do the same. So it's brought together so many other small businesses who are supportive of each other and it helps all of us build our business. So my company tagline is We Rise by Lifting Others. And that's how I've kind of shaped this Instagram community as well to really where everybody's learning for themselves, but everybody's also supporting one another. So it's very tactical. It's not theoretical. I would say the majority of it is like every single day there's like, here, now go out and do this specific thing and try this specific thing. And it only goes for 21 days. So it's really doable. You don't have to make like some major long-term commitment. And it's really fun. It's a fun class. So, and I hop into the Facebook group for collaboration and coaching and Facebook lives and really sharing additional resources with people beyond just what's in the course material. So it's a really interactive, fun 3 weeks together.
It's an amazing course. Like I've taken it several times, a couple times when she's repeated it. We used it to grow our Flourish and Thrive Instagram following to over 17,000 followers now. Woo! We just crossed the 17,000 mark.
Awesome.
I've used the same principles to grow my personal Instagram following for my jewelry brand. I haven't been as good keeping up with Instagram lately, but this is inspiring me to do more. So what I can say about what Melissa does though, is that she's number one, like one of the most amazing teachers I've ever like encountered. Like everything that she delivers is really straightforward. So it's easy to understand and easy to implement. And we love her so much that she's also one of the mentors in our Diamond Insiders. So you can check out the Insta course by going over to flourishthriveacademy.com/compliment. That's flourishthriveacademy.com/compliment. Melissa,
thank you so much
for being here. And we'll have everything that you need to register for the masterclass and to check out the 21-day Insta course over at the blog post for this podcast at flourishthriveacademy.com/episode96. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was so fun bringing it to you. Once again, if you enjoyed what you're listening to, make sure that you check out our sponsor. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/episode96. You can also check out everything that we talked about on Melissa's podcast, including the free masterclass that's happening on June 13th, and also her opportunity for the 21-day Insta course. Thanks so much again. Have a great day.